With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Namibia Oil and Gas Conference officially commenced on Wednesday in the capital, bringing together stakeholders from the energy sector. The annual event is focusing on sustainable development and investment opportunities. Chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia, Jason Kasuto.
We will be able to share where Namibia is. We want to impart that. We'll be able to share how Namibia intends to actualize the commercial finds, if they are actualized and commercially viable and so forth. So that is really what we'll be able to share to the international community and to have discussions around our potential collaboration with international communities. I think that is what's important. There is a spotlight on Namibia, and for us as a country, I think that the vision is to become an energy hub on the continent.
The CEO of the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board, Nangula Wanja, on her part, said that her team wants to foster strategic partnerships at the conference.
The objectives of this conference are fourfold. We want to foster strategic partnerships and to make sure that we drive investment and technological advancement into the oil and gas industry of Namibia. We want to explore opportunities for local content development and capacity building and ensuring that Namibians are at the forefront of this industry. Only that way will it remain sustainable, and only that way will we ensure that it will be a blessing and not a curse. Because if we exclude Namibians from this industry, they might just find a way to include themselves.
Following the declaration by the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization of the ongoing mpox outbreak as a public health emergency of continental security, we reached out to the CEO of the Hospitality Association of Namibia, Gitta Petzold, to discuss the risks it brings to the tourism and hospitality sector.
We have had no cases here in Namibia, and we from the tourism industry are also trying to sound out appeasement to the international travel trade that there is no direct risk to tourists traveling to Namibia. There's no direct risk, and the misinformation and the sort of hyping up of the information can only hurt tourism. We understand that at some of the border posts to Zambia and Botswana, the stepped up screening for health has and may even cause more delays at the borders, and that is also a worrying issue for the tourism industry. But it's all preventative measures, which we do appreciate, and we do keep our fingers on the pulse in terms of where this takes. But at the moment, and that's also what the SADC Tourism Alliance has stated, there is no direct risk to travel to Southern Africa, and we would like to make everybody know that.
South Africa's Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, has urged Parliament to support the digital transformation of his department to safeguard national security.
It is not a question of if abuses will be exposed. It remains a matter of when. If we allow things to continue as they are, Home Affairs will simply remain a department of firefighters. We will appear before Parliament over and over again for the next 5 years to account on how we are putting out fires like these.
And former U.S. President Barack Obama says Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz embody a return to an American where everyone looks out for each other. Obama delivered an impassioned endorsement of Harris on the second night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
We do not need 4 more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.